is a podfic of the work Your Flavor by Suk Chan, read by Daisy Divergence. The reading for this work is general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. The fandom is Miraculous Ladybug with the relationship of Adrian / Marinette. Additional tags for identity porn, fluff, light angst, just a pinch for flavor, baking, and cookies. Summary. When the Jupen Chang Bakery starts selling cookies themed after the local Miraculous users, Cat Noir is delighted right up until he realizes that because the cookies are only based on publicly known identities, one of his favorite superheroes will inevitably be left out. To fix the problem, he goes straight to the source, and one of the only other people who knows this particular superhero even exists. Author's notes. Inspired by my Miraculous Confections discussion, and Alex Shanchai pointing out a certain fact about who was likely to be included in the lineup. Reader's notes. I am recording this as a treat for Rena Jenkins for the summer podfic swap. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. For an hour after Marinette had finally managed to make herself turn off the lights, her attempt to get some actual sleep for once in her life was interrupted by an unexpected tapping noise. She scrunched up her nose at the sound. Probably just some animal at my balcony, she decided, and rolled over to give sleep another shot. The rapping came back again, louder this time. Frowning, Marinette opened bleary eyes to glare out her balcony window, only to squawk and roll off the side of her bed in surprise. There, silhouetted against the night sky with eyes glowing green in the low light, was Cat Noir. With a sideways glance to make sure that Tiki was hiding, she was, Marinette clambered to her feet and over to the window. "What are you doing here?" she demanded, prying it open. "My phone hasn't gone off, so it can't be a supervillain attack. And I have no idea why else you'd be knocking on my window at 23 hours 30. You could wake up my parents, and in case you didn't notice, we run a bakery. Early mornings are kind of mandatory." The look on Cat's face had her considering switching him to the Ram Miraculous for a week or two. Actually, it's kind of related to that, he said. Marinette's eyes narrowed. "Go on. You know those Miraculous hero cookies you started selling here?" "And two villain cookies," Marinette said, nodding. "The Hawk Moth and Mayura flavors didn't sell quite as well as the others, but customers seemed to take extra relish in biting them into pieces." "Right," Cat agreed, before his expression went more serious. "Well, it occurred to me that since you're only making them for publicly known Miraculous users, there's one hero who probably won't be getting her own flavor. A hero that I think really deserves one, even if she can't really help out anymore." He looked away, mumbling, "Especially since it's kind of my fault." Marinette's conscience twinged. She couldn't actually tell her partner that he wasn't to blame for the fact that Multi-Mouse was out of commission. She'd gone out of her way to make sure he didn't know that Marinette had other superhero duties, as someone he saw a lot of more often, in fact. I guess I could come up with some Malty Mouse flavored cookies, she said, relenting. Just for Paris's favorite kitty cat. He perked up immediately. Really? She smiled crookedly and pushed his nose out her window with one finger. Yes, really. Come back in a week at a reasonable hour, and I should have something for you. Beaming, Kat seized her right hand in both of his and squeezed it tightly. Thanks, Princess. You're the best. Marinette blushed and made a shooing motion. Get out of here, you alley cat, and get some sleep. You need to be rested if you're going to be fighting supervillains. With a final wink, Cat Noir saluted Marinette, then bounced off across the Parisian rooftops. Marinette watched him go, an amused smile on her lips. Coof. Yawning, she closed the window and turned back to her bed. With any luck, it wouldn't be too much longer before she finally fell asleep. Author's notes. I fought this fic's inclination to be multi-chaptered rather than a one-shot for far too long before finally giving in tonight. Second part is mostly done. I'll post it when I'm at least halfway through the third part. If you want to talk recipes, please do so at Miraculous Confection Posts on Dreamwith. Anonymous commenting is on. I just want to keep everything in one place. And there's a link here to the post in the original work. Chapter 2. Author's Notes. Thanks to Nora Kwame, Ghostly Hamburger, and Incredible Flan for helping come up with the Malty Mouse cookie flavors. At the 18th hour the next week, Marinette set up to do her homework on her balcony and wait for Cat Noir, a box of cookies at her side. She'd started brainstorming cookie ideas the morning after his previous visit, and, after some trial and error, had finally landed on something she thought both tasted good and represented her other superhero alter ego. She thought briefly about including her parents in the process, but eventually decided against the idea. While it would have been nice to reveal at least one superhero identity to her parents, and a good low-stakes way to test the waters for if she wanted to reveal her identity to them as Ladybug, it was still too dangerous for them to know. And if she tried to come out as a superhero they'd never heard of, even with Cat Noir backing her up, the whole thing might lead to them accidentally connecting the dots that were all too correct for her liking. Then, there was the possibility that they'd have gone overboard with their enthusiasm, redecorating the bakery in a Malty Mouse theme and gushing about their new favorite superhero to anyone who would listen. Or, at least making sure that Malty Mouse cookies were part of the regular lineup, complete with explanation. Marinette could easily imagine Lila finding out from there, and without a trace of irony, suggesting that Marinette had made up the whole thing for attention. Really, Marinette decided, it was easier just to come up with the flavor on her own. Glancing at the box at her right, there were easily 24 cookies in there, waiting to be whisked away by her partner. And she really did like the flavor she'd eventually settled on. Surely he wouldn't miss just one or two. Princess! Ack! Marinette flailed in surprise, almost falling out of her chair before Cat Noir caught her hand and pulled her up out of it. She glared at him, taking her hand back. I swear, you're worse than Adrian, she grumbled, blushing slightly. My apologies, Marinette, he said, grinning. He looked from her to the table she'd been sitting at. By any chance, would those be my cookies in that box? She rolled her eyes. All yours, she told him, sliding the box closer. Why don't you have a look and tell me what you think? Maybe try one while you're at it. Cat loosened the lid and peered inside. Ooh, they're so cute. It's perfect. He pulled one out and turned it over in his claws. Are those Oreo chunks in there? Marinette nodded. Cookies and cream seemed like a good match for Multi Mouse's gray. And the fact that there's lots of little cookies that make up a bigger cookie worked really well too. Conceptually, I mean. And the dough itself is plum blossom flavored. He blinked at her, his eyebrows going up. Not strawberry? I would have thought that would be the natural fit. I thought about it, Marinette confessed. I really do love strawberry cookies, but ladybugs are already strawberry flavored. And having nearly identical cookies to Ladybug would be skirting entirely too close to an identity reveal for her liking. Not that she could tell him that. The plum blossom flavor works as a nod to my Chinese heritage, and it's a little harder to find around here, so a little more rare. That makes sense, Kat said, nodding. Well, you deserve to have your own unique flavor cookie. I may love Ladybug, but you're just as special in a lot of ways, Marinette, and you deserve to stand out. He broke a piece of cookie and popped it in his mouth and closed his eyes to savor the taste, completely missing Marinette's face turning bright red. She barely managed to get it down to a light blush by the time he finished chewing and opened his eyes again. These are great. I'll have to save one for Ladybug to try, and one for her to give to that rat Kwame. I'll bet they'd love to taste them. Welcome you. I mean, you're welcome, Marinette replied, still fighting her blush. And thanks for asking for them. It was nice remembering being Multi Mouse and coming up with a flavor that represents her. Me, us. You know what I mean. Cat laughed. Entirely too well. Now, how much do I owe you for these? I took a glance at your parents' pricing scheme, and it looks like there's about 24 in here. Oh, no, you don't, Marinette interrupts. Don't think I don't know how you keep talking up my parents' bakery whenever you get the chance. And whenever you stop by for a cookie, we always find an envelope stuffed with twice the cost shoved in the mailbox by the end of the day. No matter how often we tell you that they're on the house. You're taking these ones for free if I have to shove them down your suit and dropkick you off the roof to do it. He held his hands up in surrender. Okay, you win. I'll take the cookies without payment. He winks. Can't have my favorite baker getting akumatized over this after all. Good. She shoves the box into his empty arms, then dusts her hands off. Now scat. Not that it wasn't nice to see you, but I've got homework to finish. Still laughing, Cat Noir tucked the box of cookies under one arm and vaulted off into the city. Marinette smiled after him a moment longer before turning back to her homework. She hadn't been kidding about needing to finish it. The next morning, Marinette discovered not an envelope of money on her balcony table, but instead a waterproof bag containing several yards of high-end fabric in pink, white, gray, and black. Inside, the bundle was a square of paper with a black paw print drawn on it. "Well played, Cat Noir," Marinette said. "Well played." Author's notes. One more chapter to go. It's mostly done, so hopefully it'll be up soon. Chapter 3. Author's notes. With thanks to Nora Kwame and Alex Sean Chai for cookie flavor element suggestions. Ladybug, catch. Cat, what? Got it. What is this? They're multi-mouse cookies, like the other ones on sale at Du Ben Chang Bakery. I thought, well, she's not actually part of the team, but she still played an important part in our lives. So I asked Marinette to make some as a favor. There's one for you and one for Multi-Mouse's Kwame. Ah, thank you, Kat. That's very thoughtful of you. My lady? Oh, I was just thinking it might be nice to do something for someone else. That's all. Anyway, it's time for patrol. Let's get going. After you, my lady. It was late afternoon when she swung by. Natalie and Gabriel thoroughly occupied with business matters, and the gorilla reading in the foyer. Adrian had opened his windows to let in the breeze, and it proved a fair entryway to Ladybugs as well. He didn't immediately notice when she came in, absorbed in his piano practice, and she waited patiently for him to finish. It wasn't long before he came to a stopping point and pushed back from the piano to stretch. He jerked in surprise when she started to applaud. "Ladybug," he cried, stumbling to his feet. "Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Your playing was just so nice, though. I didn't want to interrupt either." "Thank you," Adrian said, a hand running through his hair, his cheeks warming, and began straightening the sheet music nervously. "So what brings you here today? Not that I'm not happy to see you. It's always wonderful to see you. I'm just curious." Ladybug bit her lip and then held out a Du Ben Chang bakery box to him. "I have something for you," she told him. "It's not much, but, well, I wanted to thank you for everything you did as Aspic." Adrian stared at her. "But I didn't do anything," his voice cracked. I failed you." "No," her response was immediate. "That's not true." She continued a little bit more quietly, but no less passionately. "I'm the one who failed you. I knew that we needed Cat Noir to beat Desperada, but I insisted that we try anyway without him. I ended up putting you in an impossible situation because I followed my heart instead of my head. You did everything you could and went above and beyond what I could have asked. Even more than I had the right to ask you in the first place." She took a deep breath. "So I talked with Marinette Du Ben Chang. I think you know her. I told her all about Aspic and how hard he worked to help me." Her smile turned slightly self-deprecating. "We couldn't fit 25,913 cookies in a box, but she said that she was willing to make more for you whenever you want them." She watched him as Adrian took the box and lifted the lid. Inside, he found 24 pale blue-green cookies, drizzled with bright yellow icing. Carefully, he lifted one to his mouth and bit into it, letting the flavor spread over his tongue. "They're honeydew melon and cornflower flavored," Ladybug told him, "with a passion fruit icing to balance out the sweetness. I asked Marinette if she could come up with something that would be nice to eat over and over again, but neither of us is sure how well it worked. Adrian swallowed his mouthful of cookie, licking the traces of passion fruit icing from his lips and blinking rapidly to clear his eyes. "Thank you," he said, pouring his heart into each word. "They're amazing. You're amazing." Ladybug smiled at him, and Adrian's heart thudded wildly in his chest. Surely his eyes were playing tricks on him. That couldn't be a blush just under the outline of her mask. "I should get going," she said. "Let you get back to practicing." "Wait, please." Adrian reached into the cookie box and held one out to Ladybug. "For Sass. Tell him I said hi." Their fingers brushed as she took the cookie from him, her bluebell eyes meeting his own green ones. "I will. Thank you. And I still think you'd make a great superhero. Maybe someday I'll get another chance to show you." Tucking the cookie into her yo-yo, Ladybug turned and vaulted out the window, waving one last time before she was out of sight. Adrian sighed dreamily after her. Finishing the cookie, he turned back to the piano and began to play again. Plague materialized beside him, already munching on a cookie of his own. "You know, aside from the lack of cheese, these aren't half bad," the Kwame said. "I think they'd go pretty good with those other ones you ordered. The Marimouse ones." Adrian glanced at Plague, a small smile curling his lips. "You think? Maybe I'll try them together sometime." And maybe, someday, if he was lucky, Aspic and Multi Mouse would get a chance to fight side by side in public, too. Author's notes. Please check my profile for my permission statement regarding further transformations. Anyone who does anything with this, following my guidelines, and especially including podfickers, is welcome to use chat instead of cat for their work. No need to ask me. Reader's notes. Thank you so much to the author of this fic, Sochan, for having blanket permission to podfic. I really enjoyed working on this. And thank you to Rena Jenkins for the prompt, for identity porn, for the Ladybug fandom. Really enjoyed working on this. If you're still listening, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.